I want to welcome two luminaries from the Toledo Opera. That would be Suzanne Rorick, who is the executive director. Hello, Suzanne.
Good morning.
And we also have Alyssa Greenberg, who's the director of community outreach for Toledo Opera. Welcome to you.
Thanks for having us.
So let's talk a little bit about how Toledo Opera has built up this great reputation of working with other organizations in the community to a common goal.
Mm-hmm. Well, the perfect example would be the library, for instance, and WGTE. Certainly, over the years, the opera has been well aware that we need to tell people and work with other not-for-profits to make sure that we broaden the footprint of arts and culture in our community and have the dollars spread also, utilize them in a way that is good. And so we, I would say 5 years ago, we met with you all. We started this idea of iDream Day. Mm-hmm. And we did a partnership with WGT and the library system. And of course, the library, it's known for being welcoming. It is known for being accessible. Everyone comes here, and that means that we want everyone to come to Opera too. So it's perfect marrying of it.
Yeah.
But we think this is the opportunity to bring the creatives and the cast and be live on FM 91 and partner with you all. But again, this opera, what we really feel we need to do is take the themes of operas that we identify and tell the community who is working on those same themes today. So who is working to fix some of the societal problems, some of the things that are going on, and we have certainly been doing that in the last 5-6 years.
Yeah, wonderful. Suzanne Rorick, Executive Director of Toledo Opera, and Alyssa Greenberg, who is Community Engagement Director of the Opera. Let me ask you, Alyssa, because it seems like there have been so many events centered around this. I mean, every time I turn around, there's another wonderful discussion exploring a different facet of how the opera relates to issues of society and community right here in Toledo. Can you talk a little bit about the outreach that you've done in regards to this production?
Sure, absolutely. So on behalf of Toledo Opera, we were so honored to receive a major grant from Ohio Humanities, which is our state branch of the National Endowment for the Humanities. And so they have been supporting all of the programming that we've been doing aligned with Blue. So the main effort that we did was we created a documentary film, and it's called Blue Stories from Toledo, and it's airing on WGTE on Sunday, August 28th at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. And
you're doing my job. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for airing it. It means a lot. But so, you know, we're trying to make the, you know, tell the story that, you know, this opera Blue, you know, it was in New York, it was in Detroit, it was in Seattle, it was in Pittsburgh, it was in all these different cities, but it's going to land differently here in Toledo because of the way it aligns with Toledo stories. And so to that end, we created a documentary film in collaboration with Madhouse Creative, where we interviewed 8 Toledoans who have some kind of lived experience that relates to the narrative in Blue, you know, whether they are police officers, retired black law enforcement, whether they are survivors of police violence, interviewed with them, and then put those interviews in dialogue with 2 opera experts, Tazewell Thompson, who you just heard from, and Dr. Naomi Andre, who you spoke with earlier this week.
Yeah, and that podcast that I did with Dr. Andre should be available online right now, actually. It's WGTE.org. It's under Classical Conversations as well. So, you know, we've been engaged with Toledo Opera, and you've been engaged with so many other members of the community. Talk a little bit about this event today. What's going on? Give people a rundown.
Sure. Well, so this event is another one of the exciting initiatives sponsored by Ohio Humanities. And what we're doing today is celebrating Blue all day long at Mott Branch Library. So we have cast members and creatives from the Opera Blue who are going to come in, meet the public, speak with you and your team, as well as do some storytelling. They're going to be reading storybooks related to opera for all the kids and families in the neighborhood. And in addition, we're going to have some live performances happening this afternoon. We're going to round out the day with an airing of our documentary film. And just one more note about that documentary film. You know, you mentioned that there's been a lot of programming, and there absolutely has been. I mean, making a documentary film, you know, like, note to self, this was a really good strategy because, you know, we can have as many screenings as we like and we can bring it to community venues all over town. I'm doing a brown bag lunch with the staff of ABLE and Legal Aid of Northwest Ohio tomorrow, where we're going to be bringing the documentary film and speaking with some of the attorneys and staff there about the significance of these stories. So it's been an honor to be able to bring these stories all throughout the community.
And we're going to also be tomorrow going to Owens, or next week, Owens Corning, who is the major sponsor, the corporate sponsor of this opera, and addressing their staff and showing it and then leading discussions so we can hear back from the community. What do people think and what do they want? You know, what are their thoughts about this?
Yeah. What happens after the performances itself? Do you stay engaged in some way with these themes that the opera raises?
Well, literally after the performance, everyone should join us at the party for the cast and creatives at Toll House on Friday.
I guess my invite was lost in the mail, huh?
Oh, it's in your inbox.
Oh, okay.
Wait. But that's going to be a public party in celebration of Blue at Toll House at 10:30 on Friday the 26th.
Yeah.
And you know, we've learned over the years to have some ongoing, not to let it go away. You know, we had done a very extensive collection of stories during I Dream. And in the end, it's just a video sitting, it is not utilized, but we have relationships and things that come from that that end up impacting and informing how we are talking to the audiences and what operas we select to perform. So everything we've done has impacted the company. It really has, and I think the community too.
Absolutely. And the way that you are, you know, using a 400-year-old art form to tell these contemporary stories, I think speaks to the relevance and the long-lasting ability of opera to be an important force, you know, in the community and society. So kudos to both of you for making this happen today. I've been talking with Suzanne Rorick, who is Executive Director of Toledo Opera. Also, Alyssa Greenberg, who is the Community Engagement Director for Toledo Opera. We got a lot of stuff yet to go this afternoon. Alyssa, you made it sound so easy when you were just recounting the different events and different things that are happening today. But I know a lot of work has gone into this this day. And so thank you for doing what you do for the community.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you for having us.